From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
It's 42 degrees in Lawrence, 42 in Manhattan. It's 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, millions of Americans are on the move for Thanksgiving, and it is all systems go at many, many airports.
I am so surprised how well it's going. Amazing.
We're prepared to be unhappy. We're not.
This week's a big test for the U.S. aviation system following recent problems caused by the government shutdown. Tell you all about that, plus shining our community spotlight on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 20s, highs in the mid-40s for tomorrow. Lows in the mid-20s tomorrow night, highs in the mid-40s for Friday. 60% chance of rain late Friday night. 80% chance of rain with a chance of snow on Saturday. Don't panic, little to no accumulation expected. Another good chance of snow again on Sunday evening. Doesn't look to be too much of a complication right in the Lawrence and Topeka and Emporia areas. Manhattan, fun too. However, you definitely want to check schedules because this is another one of those storms that gets very isolated and very specific. You could end up running into issues with your flight. So just keep one eye on the weather here for the next few days. See if it will affect flights into and out of Kansas City International Airport. We'll be keeping an eye on it for you as well. We are staffed here for the next few days because we want to continue bringing you the news. But once again, though we do have a decent chance of snow on Saturday, little to no accumulation is expected right here. But make sure you keep an eye on the weather with your travel plans. It's 3:20.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. on your Thanksgiving Day. You will hear Morning Edition. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the 101st Vespers. The seasonal music tradition returns December 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It's 42 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:30.
Officials say it's spread on bamboo construction scaffolding. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A planned immigration detention center in Leavenworth will stay closed for now after a court loss for a private prison company. Zane Irwin has more.
A state court ruling has blocked the company, CoreCivic, from using its dormant facility to detain immigrants awaiting deportation proceedings. CoreCivic asked a federal court to remove that barrier to reopening, but the judge has refused, meaning the 1,000-bed detention center will remain inactive, at least until a state court hearing in February. Meanwhile, in a change of tone, CoreCivic says it will consider applying for a permit with the city of Leavenworth to reopen the facility, though the company maintains that it does not legally have to do so. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Law enforcement agencies in Kansas are urging drivers to stay safe and sober on the roads this holiday season. Suzanne Perez has more.
Over the past 4 years in Kansas, 3 people died and 74 were injured in alcohol-related crashes during Thanksgiving weekend. At the site of a recent crash in Wichita that injured two children, Wichita Police Officer Chris Gupalon said drivers should plan ahead and use ride-sharing services or a designated driver.
If you're planning on drinking during this holiday season, please make prior arrangements to get to where you need to go safely and not putting others at risk.
When it comes to weather, drivers can check current road conditions anywhere in the state at candrive.gov or by calling 511. Officials also urge drivers to make sure everything with their vehicle is in working order, including fluids, tire tread, and tire pressure. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
A federal judge has scheduled the trial for the former head of a Kansas charity who's been accused of fraud. Robert Smith is the former head of St. Francis Ministries, a nonprofit dedicated to helping young people. The Kansas Reflector reports Smith has been charged with bilking millions of dollars from the charity. He's a former Episcopal priest who was known as Father Bobby. Smith had indicated he would plead guilty to the charges, but has yet to do so. Yesterday, the judge scheduled his trial for May. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night's low in the mid-20s, highs in the mid-40s for Friday. It's 42 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 3:35.
Support for
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. KPR's community spotlight this time around is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan. Executive Director Christina Nolte tells KPR's Kay McIntyre about the wide range of services they provide.
The way our services are set up, or to talk about hospice earlier, again, it's not giving up. It's bringing on a whole care team of professionals who can do so much to help improve what that final chapter of life is going to look like. It doesn't change that final chapter of life has arrived, and that we're walking that path. That path lies ahead anyways. And so it's about bringing people along that path to help and guide and just make it an overall better process.
Christina Nolte is Executive Director of Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan. She spoke with KPR's Kay McIntyre. Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice is KPR's community spotlight organization for the month of November. You can find out more about their services and volunteer opportunities at goodshepherdhh.org. KPR is currently taking applications for next year's community spotlight program. If you represent a nonprofit organization and would like to spread the word about the work you're doing, go to kansaspublicradio.org, click on the Extras tab. You will find all the information you need. The deadline is approaching soon, so check it out as soon as you have a moment. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many of the frequencies as well, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, the latest on that shooting of two troops of the National Guard. They are from West Virginia, serving in the District of Columbia. What happened? What do we know? What do we still not know? We're going to talk about it. Also, PG movies are leading the drive back to theaters. The film industry has kids to thank. The details coming up here on KPR. If you think it might not be worth the time or effort to just go ahead and sell your old car, truck, or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will take it off your hands gladly. We can turn it into the programs you enjoy every day. It's not magic. It's our vehicle donation program. You can get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
MacFound.org.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning. Maybe you're getting up early to get a head start on pies. Maybe you're just a person who gets up early. One way or the other, join us for Morning Edition. Get caught up on all the news from overnight. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
At wtgrantsfdn.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Baccarat Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along, Friday, December 5th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at baccaratsoloists.com.
41 degrees in Lawrence, 43 in Emporia, 40 in Atchison. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, we are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, we are going to talk about the first Thanksgiving, maybe not the one you're thinking of, near Plymouth, Massachusetts Bay Colony. We are going to talk about federal cuts to scientific research. We will visit what some people call the Sistine Chapel of New Deal Art. Historically significant murals inside the Wilbur J. Cohen Federal Building in Washington, D.C. I used to go there all the time when I lived there because it's super cool. We're going to talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo hosting Cookies with Claws. Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. Full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org.
Don't forget, KPR's Big Band Christmas is coming up. It's our little holiday gift to the community. Music by the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Saturday night, December 13th, Liberty Hall in Lawrence. If you love you a party with some dancing, Big Band Christmas is for you. Tickets on sale at the Liberty Hall box office and at Ticketmaster. Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Bizarre Bazaar, an art sale featuring over 90 artists from the area, Friday evening, November 28th, and all day Saturday, November 29th at the Lawrence Art Center in downtown Lawrence. Open to the public.
Lows in the upper 20s tonight, highs in the mid-40s tomorrow. It's 41 degrees in Topeka, and it's 4:20.
A lot of financial uncertainty. It's affecting what people spend and how they feel about their holiday expenses. So how should you approach holiday shopping this year? We'll share some tips for saving money. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, whatever it is you're doing. Take KPR along, 5 to 9 a.m., we'll have the latest national, international, and regional news and lots of great holiday features. Join us tomorrow, KPR, for Morning Edition.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
News headlines coming up next. It's 41 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:30.
Will remain milder than normal through the Thanksgiving holiday. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A planned immigration detention center in Leavenworth will stay closed for now after a court loss for a private prison company. Zane Irwin has the details.
A state court ruling has blocked the company, CoreCivic, from using its dormant facility to detain immigrants awaiting deportation proceedings. CoreCivic asked a federal court to remove that barrier to reopening, but the judge has refused, meaning the 1,000-bed detention center will remain inactive, at least until a state court hearing in February. Meanwhile, in a change of tone, CoreCivic says it will consider applying for a permit with the city of Leavenworth to reopen the facility, though the company maintains that it does not legally have to do so. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Law enforcement agencies in Kansas have been urging drivers to stay safe and sober on the roads this holiday season. Suzanne Perez has an overview.
Over the past 4 years in Kansas, 3 people died and 74 were injured in alcohol-related crashes during Thanksgiving weekend. At the site of a recent crash in Wichita that injured 2 children, Wichita Police Officer Chris Gupelon said drivers should plan ahead and use ride-sharing services or a designated driver.
If you're planning on drinking during this holiday season, please make prior arrangements to get to where you need to go safely and not putting others at risk.
When it comes to weather, drivers can check current road conditions anywhere in the state at candrive.gov or by calling 511. Officials also urge drivers to make sure everything with their vehicle is in working order, including fluids, tire tread, and tire pressure. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
City officials in Topeka say they're hoping to finalize a deal to sell the Hotel Topeka by the end of the year. They say the deal is about 90% complete. The city purchased the struggling hotel at auction in 2023 for more than $7 million. WIBW-TV reports a hotel management company based in Wichita submitted a letter of intent to buy the hotel in July. Earlier this month, the company's CEO said he hoped the deal would be finalized within weeks. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night with a low in the mid-20s. It's 4:35.
Support for... This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing for that holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with, NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how. We ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us, weekday mornings.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow. Lots of questions and answers and, of course, the latest news, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Coming up on All Things Considered, an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then we will talk more about Steve Witkoff heading over to Russia to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. There's some controversy surrounding this, though. It has to do with a leaked tape. All the details from Franco Ordonez coming up here on KPR. And perhaps questions on Earth aren't enough for you these days. We are going to talk about questions involving Mars. Bursts of mini lightning on Mars. Is it lightning? We know it's on Mars. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock.
Number 5. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, where we ask questions you want answers to. Get context, clarity, and accountability every weekday from NPR News.
Tomorrow's a weekday. You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 41 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5 o'clock. News headlines coming your way in 1 minute.
And the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
37 degrees in Lawrence, 38 in Topeka. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, we will check in with how flights are going today. Just a real crush of people trying to get from point A to point B for Thanksgiving, for family gatherings. And there's been a lot of concern about whether the U.S. aviation system has been able to refind its balance, I guess, after the big shutdown. And Joel P. Rose is on the spot at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. Find out how it's going there. We will learn why so many tribal colleges are under threat. And we will shine our community spotlight of the month on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice. It's all coming up on KPR.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows in the mid-20s. Partly sunny in the morning, clouding up through the day on Friday with highs in the mid-40s. We could see some wintry precipitation moving in on Saturday.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
It's 38 degrees in Topeka, 39 in Manhattan. It's 5:20.
Seeing what people spend and how they feel about their holiday expenses. So, how should you approach holiday shopping this year? We'll share some tips for saving money. That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. A great way to start off your day with those shopping tips. Plus, of course, the latest national, international, and regional news. Wake up with Matthew Algio, who will have all the local information you need.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
Tell NPR this will only worsen that decline. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A planned immigration detention center in Leavenworth will stay closed for now after a court loss for a private prison company. Zane Irwin has the details.
A state court ruling has blocked the company, CoreCivic, from using its dormant facility to detain immigrants awaiting deportation proceedings. CoreCivic asked a federal court to remove that barrier to reopening, but the judge has refused, meaning the 1,000-bed detention center will remain inactive, at least until a state court hearing in February. Meanwhile, in a change of tone, CoreCivic says it will consider applying for a permit with the city of Leavenworth to reopen the facility, though the company maintains that it does not legally have to do so. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Law enforcement agencies in Kansas are urging drivers to stay safe and sober on the roads this holiday season. Suzanne Perez has more.
Over the past 4 years in Kansas, 3 people died and 74 were injured in alcohol-related crashes during Thanksgiving weekend. At the site of a recent crash in Wichita that injured 2 children, Wichita Police Officer Chris Gupalon said drivers should plan ahead and use ride-sharing services or a designated driver.
If you're planning on drinking during this holiday season, please make prior arrangements to get to where you need to go safely and not putting others at risk.
When it comes to weather, drivers can check current road conditions anywhere in the state at candrive.gov or by calling 511. Officials also urge drivers to make sure everything with their vehicle is in working order, including fluids, tire tread, and tire pressure. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
A federal judge has scheduled the trial for a former head of a Kansas charity who has been accused of fraud. Robert Smith is the former head of St. Francis Ministries, a nonprofit dedicated to helping young people. The Kansas Reflector reports Smith has been charged with bilking millions of dollars from the charity. He's a former Episcopal priest who was also known as Father Bobby. Smith had indicated he would plead guilty to the charges, but has yet to do so. Yesterday, the judge scheduled his trial for May. Lows tonight in the upper 20s, highs tomorrow in the mid-40s, lows in the mid-20s tomorrow night. Winter weather moving in over the weekend. It's 5:35.
Support.
Thanks for having me.
And you can listen to the full episode of Code Switch on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. KPR's Community Spotlight this month is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan. Executive Director Christina Nolte tells KPR's Kay McIntyre about the wide range of services they provide.
The way our services are set up are to really that final chapter of life has arrived and that we're walking that path. That path lies ahead anyways. And so it's about bringing people along that path to help and guide and just make it an overall better process.
Christina Nolte is Executive Director of Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan. She spoke with KPR's Kay McIntyre. Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice is KPR's Community Spotlight organization for the month of November. You can find out more about their services and volunteer opportunities at goodshepherdhh.org. KPR is currently taking applications for next year's Community Spotlight. If you represent a nonprofit organization and would like to spread the word about the work that you do, just visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Look under the Extras tab. The deadline is coming up, so be sure to make your visit soon. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, what we know and what we still don't know about that shooting in Washington, D.C., 2 National Guard members were shot. We'll tell you more about this. And Also looking into the question of why are PG movies so popular all of a sudden. It's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with the Jazz Cigarettes. For a night of music and cocktails, show begins at 7:30 p.m. November 28th. Tickets at Maselli'sOnline.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s. Mostly clear through the evening hours, seeing a few clouds later in the night. Tomorrow night's low in the mid-20s. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Foundation at macfound.org.
The holidays can throw our usual routines up in the air, but here's one ritual you can keep to stay centered and informed. Listen weekdays to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org.